is Apollo Control at 108 hours, 21 minutes. We have heard heard nothing further from the crew aboard the Lunar Module Orion, Charlie Duke and John Young, since we last said goodnight, but we do have about 40 minutes of acquisition time left with the command module, Casper, which is presently in an orbit 66.8 nautical miles by 53 nautical miles. And occasionally we're getting bits and pieces drifting through the communications of what sounds like martial music that Ken Mattingly is playing on the onboard tape recorder. And as the level reaches a high enough point, it's triggering his Vox, the voice-operated relay in the communication system, and we'll get a snatch of it here and there. Mattingly at the present time is getting caught up on to his normal flight plan, and we expect that he will be caught up by about 109 hours, 30 minutes, at which time he's scheduled to begin an 8.5 hour rest period. At the present time, he's involved in keeping the sim bay operating and taking a series of photographs. And at about 109 hours, 17 minutes, he's scheduled to start in on the pre-sleep checklist. We'll continue to stand by live for conversations between Ken Mattingly and Capcom Stu Russo. We'll be in a record mode for any conversations with the lunar module, and we'll play those back following their receipt, should we hear anything from Young or Duke aboard the lunar module.
You can see a definite patch of this stuff that's run down inside an old crater, and that material at least lays on top of it, but it lays on top of things that are outside and higher. It's a very strange operation. I guess we'll have to wait and let someone that knows what they're talking about look at the pictures.
Alrighty, Ken. Sounds real interesting.
Man, this place is unbelievable. It's really something. Everywhere you turn, there's something new. And let's see if we can get in the old SS on Ptolemais here. tell you what, I'm going to have to skip Ptolemais. The Terminator is still on the rim.
Okay.
Just for kicks, though, I'm going to show you one on frame SS that is really fascinating. And I'm just on the eastern rim of Ptolemais. I did mention it last time. I'm going to take a little strip of these. And see if I can get that. That'll be good enough. Okay, I took it up to 20 frames that I used. That's about 5 of these on SS. And what I took it of was that this material that's on the eastern rim of Ptolemais has the same textural appearance in the low that we saw at in the Descartes formation, that being the stuff coming from the crater Descartes and running north yesterday. It had an entirely different appearance than the rest of the terrain in the low sun. I think there may be some interesting comparison there.
Okay, Ken, got that. And you're approaching 30 seconds.
Okay,
to...
I got to end up hand camera off here somewhere.
All right, you're my mark. You'll be 25 seconds, Mark. And Ken, just turn the cameras off there. Then before you continue on with those steps, I want to say something about those procedures on down at the bottom. I'm showing 7 seconds.
Okay.
And Mark, I show T-stop. That's for pan camera and mapping camera.
Hey there, stand by. And off. I'll wait 30 seconds before I take the image motion off. Hey, thank you, Stu. That was a big help.
Raj, and I would. We're going to delete on those procedures there, the mapping camera retract and the mapping camera laser altimeter cover close. We're going to leave those out all night, and we'll have a plan tomorrow on how we're going to handle the mapping camera.
Okay, you do want the laser off, though, is that correct?
That's affirmative.
Okay, the laser is off now. The mapping camera is going to standby, and the image motion is coming off.
Jolly good. And Ken, a couple other items. We're going to let the Bat A charge all night, so we'll just leave that as is.
Okay. Those batteries kind of put in a day's work too today.
Raj.
Okay, I see that we're going to have AOS on the next pass before we get, before the sleep period starts, so I think I'll wait and give you my film summary at AOS, if that's okay. It'll take me that long to sort it all out, I'm afraid.
That's okay, Ken.
All I was planning to give you was how much is left in each bag.
Say again, Ken.
All I was planning to give you, Stu, was how much is left in each magazine.
Hey, that's jolly.